All right, you're listening to WRUV FM Burlington. This is James. You've been listening to Radio Lyceum. I'm here from every week from 8 to 10 on Fridays. Right after Milo, the one and only Milo. So this week, I split up into two segments. First segment, we covered of the 1965 blackout. And it's kind of what kind of brought me to this subject in the first place. I'm a science nerd by nature, music nerd second or first. It's a good mix between the two of them. And the mystery of, like, during the 1965 blackout, how people kind of came together and people were more social. So it was a very interesting subject to be like, well, why did that happen in that particular sense? So we kind of, and we covered the social aspects of where usually people under pressure or usually come together and help each other out. And then the second segment, which I made like five, literally right as I was running out the door, I just put this together, talking about how darkness really affects sociability. It really kind of goes back to the earliest origins of human history, prehistory, back to almost 2 million years ago. Maybe that's between 1 and 2 million years ago. 2 million years ago, we really don't have good solid evidence that we had fire back then. But at least 1 million years ago. So I made those connections. And it connects today with how a lot of our social activities involve darkness, including one of my favorite social groups and one of definitely my identities with dance music. So, and the second part is basically talk about leadership and inequality and how that affects our life today. So some of the books that we covered, The Power of Us, Harnessing Our Shared Identities to Improve Performance, Increase Cooperation, and Promote Social Harmony. And we looked, the last segment before the music was Social Wire Brains Are Wired to Connect. So there's a little excerpt from that. And we played some music right now in the background. Listen to Freak Electronic. Name of the track is Fright Jazz, and that's a remix of that by probably by the artist. Before that, listening to a track which I had to play on YouTube, but apparently one of the channels are out on the computer here. I should put that on my computer, but Sham69 of the Kids Are United. That track's so hype. I love that. Every time I get chills, man. Goosebumps. Before that, you're listening to a track by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. OMD, if you will. And the name of the track was Genetic Engineering. It is 10:04 here at the radio station. I got to play public service. Not to me. I'll play a little bit of a mix. I got to get up out of here. Kitty cats are waiting at home, probably waiting to get their second meal of the day. So we'll play the public service announcement and move on. As always, even though I'm going to be out of here in 15 minutes or so, you can call me 656-4399, or you can message me through the WRUV.org chatbot, which apparently is working now. So, yay. Or you can reach out to email that we have set up for the radio show, radiolyceum@protonmail.com. That's RADIOLYCEUM, all one word, @protonmail.com. Okay, the track's running out, so I got to play you the public service announcement. So keep on listening. You better alternative WREV. This has been Radio Lyceum. My name is James. My DJ name is not Ted. So not Ted's coming up. Even though his voice sounds exactly the same, he looks extremely alike to me, but he's a much better DJ.
is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you must use a chainsaw,
follow the instructions to be safe. Wear a hard hat,
safety glasses, chaps,
earplugs, thick work gloves,
chaps, and boots.
Always hold the saw at waist level or below and make sure that others remain far away.
If you are cut,
put direct pressure on the wound to stop bleeding and get
medical help
as soon as possible.
To
learn more, call the CDC at 1-800-CDC-INFO.
If you must use a chainsaw,
wear chaps.
Thank you.